Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
And to another come and he comes. And to my servant do this and he does that. He understood authority. And because he understood authority, I understood the power that Jesus has. When you understand authority and understand it's been delegated to you, when you speak, things happen. According to your faith, be it unto you. The Bible said that Jesus marveled, amen, that this man had an understanding of the authority he possessed. And God, I want you to marvel at the authority that you possess, that when you speak, things happen. Your kids are doing some crazy stuff. Listen to me. Speak to them. You speak to them. Listen, you have authority. You speak to the pillow. You speak to the spirit. Amen. You say, you spirit, get out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Things going wrong in your finances. You learn to speak the word of God and speak the word of boldness and authority. You've got to know the authority you possess. Because when you know it, you're going to exercise it. Listen to me. When you see a policeman, if a policeman puts on his uniform, even when he don't have on his uniform, when he puts on his uniform, he knows he has the authority. Listen to me. All he does is step out on the road, hand up, you stop right there. Why? Because I've got the authority, because I have the uniform. Well, you have Jesus' authority. And he said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Says you put on Christ, walk in the spirit. You have the authority, amen, to stop sickness. Listen, no evil shall befall you. No plague come now your dwelling. You have the authority. When the money looks funny, you say, God, I'm a giver. I pay my tithes. I'm in covenant with you. The blood of Jesus is over my life. You said, Father God, I will never be put to shame. And even in a time of famine, verily the righteous shall be satisfied. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You said, beloved, I wish above all that may prosper and be in good health. So Father, I thank you for the prosperity and good health that you have for me and that you want for me. Listen, use your authority. It's time for you to use your authority. This man knew about authority. I've got a soldier friend, Kevin. Kev, man. Big up, Kev. He knows about authority because he's a soldier. He knows how to take orders. He knows how to follow orders. So you're going to be obedient to God. He had authority and he knew the power of the authority that he possessed. And he knew there was a higher authority. But you've got to know the authority that you possess. But the only way you're going to know that is by spending time in the Word of God with the Holy Ghost. Say, Holy Ghost, you teach me. Amen. Holy Ghost, you teach me. Holy Spirit, you change my mind. You change my thinking. I've been struggling for too long. The Holy Ghost is going to talk a different way. I've been struggling for too long in my mind. Holy Spirit, you teach me. Holy Spirit, you help me. You help me with my thoughts. You help me with my imagination. You help me to think on good things because I have a tendency to think on the negative and not the positive. So Holy Spirit, you know me. You know my end from my beginning and I'm asking you to help me. Teach me how to renew my mind. Teach me how to think on those things which are above and not on the things that are on the earth. Teach me, Lord. Let this word permeate my spirit and my soul and body. You said the word of God is quick and powerful, sharpen any two-edged sword, cutting, dividing both soul and spirit and bone and marrow, and is a discerner of the intents of the heart. You discern. You know what's going on inside of me. You change me. I desire change. I desire change. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we've got to start changing the way we think about ourselves. You're not weak. You're not little. You're not poor. Amen. You're great in the eyes of the Lord. And you were born for a purpose. Many people sit there and say, struggling with suicidal thoughts. Struggling. I just don't want to live this life no more. You were born for a purpose. The fact that you are here tells you, you are a purpose. You have purpose. Do you know how many little, you know, sperms tried to make it to the egg? Billions. But you made it to the egg. That tells me you have purpose. You're born for a purpose. You're not here by happenstance or by accident. There's purpose for your life. But you're going to have to change the way you think. It's not no power of positive thinking. It's by the word of God. Because the Bible says his word is spirit and his word is life. God wants you to know who you are. And those people that have been watching and you've been struggling in your thought life. struggling, amen, about what is said to you. There's some people, words were spoken over your life or spoken to you, and they're like wounds, they're like darts. But I declare that every dart and every wound, amen, is being taken out, it's been drawn out, those wounds, and some of them stuck. You see, like pictures of arrows, and arrows just stuck there. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost is pulling out every arrow and every wound and every evil word spoken against your life, against your mind. I decree and I declare they're being broken and dissolved now in the name of Jesus. And where there were holes, amen, God is, amen, binding up every wounds, amen. The wounds are being bound up, amen. Amen. He's healing the mind. Because many people need healing in the mind. Because sometimes if your mind is sick, listen to me, affects your body. And some people are sick in their body because they're sick in their mind, because their mind ain't right, because they're depressed in their mind. But I break the spirit of depression and worry and anxiety and fear off your life today in the name of Jesus. It will no longer control you in the mighty name of Jesus. It will no longer have hold over you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What people said about you will not determine your future, but what God says about you will determine your future in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're going to make it. You're coming out of trouble. You're coming out of Lodabar. You're coming out of the situation that you thought held you bound. You're being released this year in the name of Jesus. You will testify, I decree and I declare a release in your life. It's time for you to be released in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're more than who people say you are. Amen. You're a child of God. You're the beloved of God. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're justified. Amen. And you are going to make it. In the name of Jesus, don't be conformed to this world. If you're going to make it like, don't be conformed to this world. But you've got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God is for your life. You look at a man who used to struggle in his mind. I think I used to smoke too much weed. Yeah, I used to smoke too much weed. Amen. Morning, noon, and night. So I used to affect my mind. Amen. And when I came to Christ, my bishop, another man of God, another confirmation, all within a space of like 3-4 weeks, all gave me the same word. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Amen. And I want to read it for someone today. Someone may be struggling in their thought life, struggling with believing what God says about them. How are you going to change it? You've got to spend time in the word. Sometimes maybe just one verse, and that's one verse for days, for weeks, for months. Just that one verse until it comes alive in your spirit and it becomes real to you and truth. Amen. Until the lies dissolve and truth is established. Amen. Because God's word is truth. The Bible says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on the things which are true. Think on the things which are lovely. Think on the things which are pure. Think on the things which are of good report. And when we filter our mind and we start filtering the thoughts and we say, hold up, why do I think on so much negative? Why do I think on so many things, bad things that could happen, or worry what could happen when God is telling me to think on lovely and honest and pure and good things? I decree and I declare that your mind is changing today. Your mind is changing today. Your thoughts are changing today. Amen. Your mind is being renewed today. The Holy Spirit is using this word, amen, and you're going to listen to it, and it's permeating your mind and permeating your thought life, amen. You're not a failure. I said you are not a failure. Many of us fail, but what we do isn't who we are. And we're not going to stay in failure. We're going to get up, and we're going to go on to success and victory. You were born for more. I said you were born for more, and you're going to do more. Because God is changing your mind even now. Holy Spirit, I just thank you. I thank you and I praise you for every listener. You know what they're going through. You know what they were struggling, what they were struggling with. But Father, I thank you. I decree and I declare that the struggle is over even now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, they will not go mad. They will not go into depression. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they will not go into depression. They will not go into depression in the name of Jesus. Anxiety will not hold them. Fear will not hold them. Worry will not have them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and I declare that they have a sound mind. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that their mind is sound. Their mind is stayed on you. They have the mind of Christ. The mind of the Spirit is life and peace. I thank you and I praise you that changes are taking place in the mighty name of Jesus on the inside, and it's manifesting on the outside. Father, I give you thanks and give you praise for the peace that you give them. No man can take away. They spend time with you and spend time in your word. Spend time in prayer. Spend time meditating on the word. I thank you for changes are taking place in every area of their life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak, Father God, a supernatural turnaround and a quick transformation concerning their thought life and their mind. The struggle is over in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold is coming down, and every bands of the wicked have been broken today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I call forth the champion, the man of God, the woman of God that have been longing to break out in the name of Jesus, to come forth now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I call them forth now, and I stir up every gift in their belly. God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord Father. They will never remain the same in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, but they will go on from glory to glory to glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the living God. God, I honor you and I bless you and I praise you for the changes that are taking place even now in their marriages, their homes, their families, their children, their businesses, their workplace, their finances, God. God, you're giving them new ideas and revelation, Father God, of what to do next, Lord Father God. Lord, how to be a blessing. God, I give you thanks and give you praise for fresh ideas, fresh business insights, Lord God. God, you're linking them with right people in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, you're taking out problem people from their life before they become a problem. And God, I thank you and I praise you that you're opening them to walk in their destiny in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every chain and every bondage that are unbound is being broken off today in the name of Jesus, and their life will never be the same again. Lord, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your Holy Spirit, saith the Lord. And we honor you and we bless you in advance, and we tell you thank you for doing it in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. I just want you to bypass some of us. We need to bypass the fight. Amen. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Some of us, at the sound of my voice, we've been too intellectual. God is not an intellectual God. Amen. God works with your spirit. Amen. So some of us, God is saying, listen to me. I want you to believe me. Believe my word. Amen. And when my spirit speaks to you, I need you to just obey. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to someone right now. You may have walked with the Lord. Amen. But you've walked away from him because of situations that may have happened, because of the battles that you may have faced. Amen. And you're saying, God, I've tried this before. And you have a love of God. You love God, but you're just not there. And you're still doing things. God isn't condemning you. He did not send his son in the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And God is saying, I want you to come. Come. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, some people can rest, but their mind is not rested. We can go to bed, but our mind is still awake because we're worrying about what tomorrow holds and how we're going to do this and how we're going to pay that, how this is going to happen. Many people may rest in their bed, but they're not resting. And God says, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God wants to give you rest. God is saying, taste and see that the Lord is good. Listen to what he said. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He's telling you that I'm a good God. Amen. Blessed is the man that trusteth him. And God is saying, I want you to trust in me. Trust in me. Take my yoke and learn of me. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. A yoke is what you place, amen, amen, to burdens, amen. But Jesus, when he had two yokes, one bigger calf or bigger cow would take the burden, amen. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And Jesus saying, come, I know what you're going through. I know what you're facing, but just give it to me. I have the answers. I have the solutions. I want to give you the peace that's been missing and the joy unspeakable. But you've got to make a decision. You've got to make a decision. This Bible is unfolding right before your eyes. I'm on the streets. I'm telling people about Jesus. Amen. Because my desire, my only heart's desire, is that souls for the kingdom of God. That's all it's about. That's all it's about. I don't care who you are. black, white, Indian, Chinese, rich or poor, tall or short, fat or slim. I just want people to know Jesus. Amen. Because the life that we live, if you live it for 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, is a drop in the ocean compared to eternity. Eternity is a million years plus a billion years plus eternity. Amen. And there's two places a man's soul will spend. It's either heaven or hell. Now, Jesus didn't create hell for us, but for the devil and his angels. But God has made preparation by sending his son to take our place. He put the wrath of man, the wrath of God was consumed upon Jesus. Now the floodgates are open. It's by grace that we are saved. Through faith, it's a gift. It's not by your good works. Good works can't do it. Amen. Going to church can't do it. Amen. Doing good deeds cannot do it. You can't earn it. You cannot pay for it. You certainly cannot buy it. You just have to believe. And he said, I need you to repent. Repent is a change of mind. Here we go again, the mind. A change of mind. A change from going one way and going his way. That's what repentance means. Repentance simply means, you know what, God, I'm a sinner. Let's just pray in layman's terms. Lord, I'm a sinner. And I know I'm a sinner. I deserve death, but I repent. I repent and I'm going to put my trust in you. I'm going to turn from every wicked way. I'm going to put my trust in you. I believe that you died upon the cross. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God who died on the cross and he rose again triumphantly. I thank you. I thank you that I'm now saved. And you know what's so great about the Christian walk? When you repent and you put your trust in Jesus. Some people say, oh, I can't do it. He enables you to do it by giving you his spirit. Because he knows you cannot do it of yourself. So he enables you by giving you his Holy Spirit that you can live the life, amen, that brings glory to Jesus. If you've said that prayer, amen, write me, email me, phone me, amen. I want to send you material. I just want about souls. That's all I'm about. Is souls for the kingdom of God. Souls for King Jesus. Amen. I hope you've been blessed today. This has been me, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the word of God. If you want to give, amen. Listen, you're free to give, amen. But I covet your prayers. Amen. Prayers is free. Amen. Wherever you are, pray for me. Amen. The doors will open. The souls will be saved. Because it's all about souls for the kingdom of God. Be blessed. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.